Interview: Hardware R&D executive Taemoon Roh discusses Samsung's ceaseless pursuit to satisfy users with Galaxy S7. The newest additions to Samsung's lineup of Galaxy smartphones are officially unpacked. Samsung Newsroom met with Taemoon Roh, executive vice president and head of hardware R&D and product strategy of Samsung Electronics Mobile Communications Business, and one of the key people behind the development of the new devices, to discuss the starting points of the development of the Galaxy S7. During the interview, Roh also explored the challenges he and his colleagues had to overcome during the process, as well as the driving forces behind Samsung's ceaseless pursuit to provide users with an unparalleled mobile experience. Q, can you tell us about the Galaxy S7? Consumer feedback and analysis of past Galaxy S series models has helped us develop the new Galaxy S7 and Galaxy S7 Edge. We thoroughly studied changing trends in how consumers really use their smartphones, especially with regards to SNS, video, camera and gaming. The Galaxy S7 and Galaxy S7 Edge are optimized for those purposes, while still maintaining a beautiful design. We also added practical features like water and dust resistant technology, a micro SD card slot and a longer battery life. By perfecting these key features, we are able to provide an unparalleled mobile experience. Q. What were the challenges in developing the new devices? It's true that many smartphone technologies are already advanced. Yet, what's more important is to deliver the most advanced features harmoniously and provide the best user experience for consumers. We spent almost a year and a half to find a way to maintain the perfect design and add the water and dust resistance feature. It was challenging because every one of us had to brainstorm creative ideas to develop something that is totally different from what we've been doing before, from elements to manufacturing. Smartphone cameras have advanced remarkably, but there is still a strong need for brighter and faster shooting under low light conditions. This time, we really focused on how to meet those needs, not just increasing the number of pixels. The dual pixel technology for the Galaxy S7 and Galaxy S7 Edge camera was very challenging. Though the technology is embedded in certain DSLR cameras, it's novel for the smartphone industry. We wanted to make sure consumers could actually feel and see the improvements in the picture quality in all situations. Q. What is the driving force for Samsung Mobile's innovation? Very simply, consumers drive Samsung's innovation. They are our inspiration to move new technology, services and solutions forward. For example, we have a Samsung members program, specialized for each region. Through this program, we will hear directly from our customers, provide a self-diagnosis service and run communities for our consumers. Listening carefully to customers and finding the right way to realize it, that's our driving force. Also, along with our solid product lineups, we will continue to take lead in both mobile payment and mobile security platform innovations with Samsung Pay and Samsung Knox. Another key area of focus is mobile health. As such, we will relentlessly pursue the technological innovations that will help enrich people's lives. Roh joined Samsung Electronics in 1997 and has since played an instrumental role in the hardware R&D development of numerous Samsung products, most notably the Galaxy device lineups. Prior to being named co-head of Samsung's mobile R&D office and product strategy team in December 2015, Roh spearheaded the development of advanced smartphones and tablets as the head of the innovative R&D team. He also played a key role in the strategic product planning, launching and marketing efforts of the Galaxy S6 and Note 5.